Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Lauren Robinson. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubinson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 877-337-6666. Producing tonight, Carlos Ortiz, Pete Schwartz on the updates. I will be with you for the next 4 hours until C-Mac comes your way for the overnight. My guest tonight, coming up at 10:20, Ian Begley from SNY on the Knicks. Winning that first round series against the Sixers, will marinate and enjoy that a little bit. And then, quickly, pivot, look ahead. It is almost Monday in 3 hours, and that means Knicks game one at the Garden, I guess tomorrow night we'll say it, versus the Pacers, rekindling of a rivalry, Knicks-Pacers. So we've got to dive into that. Coming up at 11:20, Molly Walker on Rangers game one today. Beat writer, of course, from the New York Post, and we're going to dive into Rangers and what was Rangers Hurricanes. This is just going to be a fantastic series. Two very closely matched teams. And I know the Rangers have now won 5 games in a row. And that's fantastic. But this series, these two teams, the margin of victory is going to be razor thin on this one. It's not like the Capitals series here. So, terrific win in so many ways. And question for you, and then I'll get into, what were the key takeaways from game one? What was most important? What actually happened beyond the obvious they won in this game? We'll dive into that. And then coming up at 12:20, John Harper from, actually 12 o'clock, I think that's what I said, 12 o'clock. Coming up, I'll have to check my time there. I think it was 12 o'clock. John Harper from SNY going to join me on baseball and the Mets. Pitching prospect Christian Scott's MLB debut, Pete Alonso and Jeff McNeil look terrible in a sweep. And then the Yankees, meanwhile, and Juan Soto, all Juan Soto does is keep delivering. At this point, Juan Soto kind of looking a little bit like the anti-Pete Alonso. And Pete is banking, and his agent, Scott Boras, banking on Pete to have an Aaron Judge-like season in his contract year and his potential walk year so that they could get an Aaron Judge-like contract from the Mets. And right now, it's not looking like such a great bet. All right, so we'll dive into all of that. 877-337-6666. And what's going on right now with Rangers and Knicks, and if you are a, you know, a fan in this city, we have been such a, let's be honest, like a bunch of losers for a while here in New York City. And we like to think of ourselves smugly as the best of the best. And here we are with the Rangers, of course, coming into the Stanley Cup playoffs off the President's Cup, best, most points, best regular season. And the Knicks just being this team that defies, they're throwback. They're different. They're built different, differently than the other teams. And that series against the Pacers is going to point that out in a really big way. Because the Pacers and Knicks, you want to talk about two teams who have completely different styles. That's this year's Knicks and this year's Pacers. And so what's the key matchups there that the Knicks, that you need to be looking at in that series? We'll break it down. I'll break it down. You call me. You can also weigh in on Twitter, on X, at L Rubinson. I'll read off some of those comments as well. And Anthony in Brooklyn, I see you on hold. First hour and 20 of the show, I'll open the monologue. We'll hit the phones. We'll hit Twitter. And then, of course, we'll start into some guests. So opportunity for you right now. Phone lines are open, 877-337-6666. Let's start with Rangers and what was such an important, vital win today at the Garden. And obviously, you got to win game one. And when you're at home, you got to win game one. But the things that were particularly important in this game, the Rangers' key players, the goal scorers, it's always so important to get them off the schneid and into a series right away. The last thing you want is hovering for one of your top guys, one of your top point getters, one of your top goal scorers to be sitting there and they have no points. And now they start to press a little, right? Well, this game was the opposite of that. If you wanted your star players to be into the series and into it early, that was this game. So obviously, Mika Zibanejad was, you know, the two goals and assist. And frankly, Mika could have had another goal, got too cute. Passed up a point blank shot from right in front and decided to flip it back in a pass and it went awry. But he was fantastic. And then later in the game, part of what's so important, especially for those goal scorers, for those offensive players, you get them engaged early. And then when you need plays late, like Zibanejad fighting from his knees, almost getting the hat trick to an empty net at the end of the game. But when you are playing, the other team's pulled their goalie, and you're only up by the slimmest of margins, that's, you want all your players fully, fully engaged in the confidence they get. Peter Laviolette said it after the game. The confidence that some of those offensive players get, they get those early points, they turn around, whether it's a scoring, whether they're scoring a goal, whether they have an assist, but engaging them early, a part of the offense, plus there, and then they turn around and they're doing it on both ends of the ice. Now, the other huge story here that was going to be fascinating with this Rangers game, Rangers Hurricanes, is that in the regular season, the Hurricanes were, I mean, this was the best special, you know, best team with special team, you know, in terms of penalty kill and power plays in the regular season. That was the Carolina Hurricanes. They were phenomenal. And then we get, and the Rangers, we all know, terrific. These are the top two teams on penalty kills in the regular season. So something kind of had to give here. Because if Carolina is a terrific power play team, Rangers, you know, both teams are good on power plays and fantastic on penalty kills. Something has to give in this series. Rock, meet hard place. Like, something's got to give. So what happened today? Well, the Rangers imposed their will. That's what happened. Imposed their will. Rangers power play dominated this game, and Rangers penalty kill dominated this game. And if you're the Hurricane, Carolina Hurricane, if you're the Canes, that was the difference in the game. That's you didn't need me to tell you that. It was obvious. But it wasn't even just that the Rangers were scored on the power play. It was that they were scoring seconds into the power play, completely dominating. And that the Hurricane, the Canes were getting, the Hurricanes were just getting smoked on their power play. The Rangers' penalty kill stopping them time after time. And what does that do? Well, it starts to play with the other team's head a little bit. They get a little dejected. And it starts to inspire confidence, almost an air of invincibility amongst the Rangers. So, dominance. While we thought this was an interest, going to be pretty much even in terms of strengths for both teams. Very clear, one team much sharper.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When it came to that, now the thing the Rangers always worry about, 5-on-5, not as much of a strength for them. They're strong on the penalty kill. They're strong on the power play. 5-on-5 has been more of an issue. And so they have to win on that, but they were fantastic. Other storyline to watch in this series, and we'll see if this continues. The Rangers were the more physical team. They just were the more physical team. They got out there early. They were more aggressive. What did that lead to? It led to more penalties, and obviously you don't want that in the playoffs. You don't want more penalties. That's a problem in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But when your penalty kill is this good, and quite frankly, your goalie is Igor Shesterkin, I think there's a confidence there that you can be more physical, that you can deliver hits, and that even if you get, frankly, a bad call on something, and it's a penalty, that, I mean, for instance, one that was called on Matt Rempe, that was a bad call. He got shoved into the goalie. They call it a penalty, but if you're the Rangers, you can be the more physical team because you think you can kill those penalties, and you were right, you could. And you say to yourself, we have Igor Shesterkin. And if we're down a man, if we all do our jobs, as long as we keep the front of the net pretty clear, if it is a one-on-one type of opportunity or somebody is going to, you know, from the center of the, if somebody is going to from center ice, from the center of the ice, if they are going to, from the middle, have a shot, and Igor's got sight line on that, you feel okay about it. Now, after the game, Shesterkin did not think he played particularly well. Wasn't happy with himself. Maybe there's one goal, a little questionable. The one that went in the five hole. You could argue that. But he was an advantage in goalie. Advantage Rangers. And he gives this Rangers team a confidence to go out there and be the more physical team. And if that means, you don't want to take penalties, but if that means that you end up with a penalty, you're going to be a little less worried about it. Because you have Igor and they don't. And then a couple other things, and we'll talk to Molly Walker about this. I'll put this out there to you. Who's your X factor in this series? An X factor player, and I'll call an X factor not Shesterkin. It can't be Igor. That's the obvious. Comes to Stanley Cup playoffs, the goalie is always going to be a hot goalie, a great goalie, always going to be an obvious X factor. Besides the goaltending, who is your X factor for this series? I have one in mind, but I'm going to give you all an opportunity to answer that question before I dive in. Igor versus Freddie Anderson, obvious, you say, you know, advantage Rangers, but what would be the obvious, beyond the obvious, who would be your X factor that you say to yourself, all right, I need this guy is the difference. The fact that he is on the Rangers playing well, this is the X factor in this series. Interesting stat here for you. Carolina killed 85% of penalties in the regular season. 85% on the PK in the regular season. And that was clearly not the case tonight. And in particular, the Rangers just, you know, coming out and immediately establishing two power plays, two goals. So they're batting 100%. And the Hurricanes power play penalty kill right now is batting zero after killing off 85% in the regular season. So, if you look at this, if you look at the situation there, I think if you're the Rangers, you're feeling pretty good about that. All right, 877-337-6666. Also want to dive into the New York Knickerbockers and what was an incredible series. I mean, you have to start with that. An incredible series, Knicks-Sixers, for a first-round series. Good for the Knicks, while other teams like the Cleveland Cavaliers wanted no part of the Philadelphia 76ers. They didn't want that as a first-round matchup. They were scared of the Sixers in a first-round matchup. They said to themselves, all right, we don't want that. Well, they won their Game 7 to win their first round against Orlando today. But the Knicks got to play a Sixers team that was no ordinary seventh round seed. The Knicks just played hard all throughout. They said, fine, we'll take the two seed. We'll play the seventh seed against Philadelphia. Play anyone, anywhere, anytime. They win. Knock off the Sixers in a classic series. Take over Philadelphia's building in such humiliating fashion that Philadelphia ownership has to buy 2,000 tickets so that Knicks fans wouldn't buy them. so they could actually have a home court advantage on their home court in the playoffs. And Jalen Brunson, doing Jalen Brunson things, unbelievable. 41 points in game six to propel the Knicks. And the beauty of the way the Knicks close out that game six, you see all the mistakes that were made in game five to choke that game away. They come back one game later, and clearly they have been coached and taught and had it drilled into their head how they are going to manage the end of the game. And you see it applied one game later. And they don't beat themselves. They play with poise. And then Josh Hart, of course, the wide open shot, they dare him to shoot. And while maybe in game 12 of the regular season, you're looking at Josh Hart and thinking, well, he's probably not going to hit that. When it's game six, clinching potential game, NBA playoffs on the road, and they're daring him with a game and the game on the line, potentially season. Do you really want to go to a game seven? Josh Hart fakes the pass, wide open, calmly hits the three-pointer that ultimately really was the difference in that basketball game. And there is just something different about Josh Hart. I don't know if he would be this important and great a player on every team in the NBA, on every playoff team in the NBA. I think he would be a good player and a contributor, but he is. Jalen Brunson might be the engine of this team. He is. He's the superstar. He's the 1A. There's no doubt about that. They all defer to Jalen Brunson. But Josh Hart is the pulse, the energy, the soul of this Knicks team. And does not let them ever concede an inch, quit on anything. And in that way, the emotional leader of that basketball team. And the Knicks on to the second round, a highly satisfying first round series. It's always fun when it's New York, Philly, New York, Boston. We got the regional thing going. Very entertaining, fun series. And for as first round series goes, the quality of effort and compete on both sides, phenomenal. Not doubting that from the Sixers. Just Knicks. It was a style of intensity down to the last second, grinding painfully, that is Knicks basketball, that Tom Thibodeau drilled into them from game one of this season through game 82 of the regular season and all throughout the playoffs. Knicks play one way, 100% max effort, full-on compete every game. And so when they get to this situation, they're just ready to go. And is there a better, more fun place to be right now than Madison Square Garden? Knicks, Rangers, every night, one after the other. Ice, hardwood, night after night. And maybe, just maybe, when we think of the four major men's sports, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, last title in this city, 2011 season, New York Giants. Since then, it's been pretty bleak around these parts in those sports. And especially the Knicks. Hard to explain if you're not from the area, if you're not a Knicks fan, how important the Knicks are to the city, and yet how pathetic and what a laughing stock and how bad it's been for the better part of 20 years. And, you know, is it 1994 again? Will one of our teams win a title? I don't know about that. Maybe with the Rangers. Maybe they win a title. Tough road ahead. And for the Knicks to get all the way to the NBA Finals again, I don't see it for this Knicks team. But you know what? Every time you doubt them, every time you count them out, every time you look at another injury and say, nah, they just keep fighting. So right now we're in the portion of the season. Enjoy the heck out of this, New Yorkers. In particular, I think the Knicks unite us as a city, many of us, in a way that we're divided on baseball, we're divided in football, we're divided in hockey. I know Nets fans, there's some of you out there, but for sure, the Knicks are more than any other of our teams in many ways, a team that unites this city for a sport that we think of as being basketball, Rucker Park, 4th Street, basketball in our DNA in this area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, the tri-state area. And it's pitiful when the Knicks are bad. And it's just fantastic when they're great or even really good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.